take over the world.
It's your boy Shock the World.
It's Mina the Dragonfly.
It's Pusha E. Smith
the Brat.
Watch this.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
It's not paranoia when they're really after you.
Introducing Article Sound System with Time.
Melting Minds.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Shock.
It's Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now we got a new group sensation on the call right now. It's called B5. Am I correct? B5. You said
what's
that's
happening,
what.
It, bro? How y'all feeling?
All right. So wait, now we got, so how many people's online? Now it's four people. I got Ryan, Dustin, Kelly, and who's the fourth one that just tagged in?
Patrick and Carnell.
Patrick, oh, y'all all on now. All right, what's up? All right, so what's the B stand for in the B5? The brothers.
It stands for our last name, breeding, you know what I mean? And then, you know, brothers, we all brothers, so, you know.
The brothers. We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five. I am moving on clouds. All right, so listen, we're gonna get started right now with what we had to call the BS. Where we just ask you random stupid-ass questions, and then we just want to see what kind of answer you got for it, all right? You want to hand with the first question?
Okay, my first question is, would you rather have no taste buds or be colorblind?
I go colorblind.
Colorblind.
I think I'd rather have no taste buds. I mean, I'd rather have be colorblind than have no taste buds. I got taste buds.
Yeah, I got to taste it too.
I can see in black and white. I don't think I'm gonna miss blue that much.
Introducing Friday afternoon with Iris.
You're just gonna walk away after everything we've been through, and this is what you do? Wow.
What can I say? I never thought it would be us ending up this way. Memories fade, dreams into dust is what happened to us. What a shame, what a shame. Maybe someday up again and we'll be best of friends. Never know, never know. But as for now, we'll go separate ways and take it day by day. Take it slow, take it slow. It's so clouds up in the sky, in the sky, in the silence. I hear us laughing and joking just like good old times, good old times. And yet I risk my sanity by lurking on your page just to see where you've been. I guess I miss holding you close at the end of the day. You was bae, my baby. It's over, and we both know it. It's over, gotta let it go. It's over, and we both know it. It's over.
You're listening to Melting Mind.
Here's my next question. All right, would you rather age from the neck up, or would you rather only age from the neck down?
So what?
Oh man! I told you it's called a
bitch. I guess neck up, man. I don't know. neck down, right?
I would go neck down. I'd rather be able to jump around like a young person and have an old face than have a pretty ass face.
Turtle, look.
And some old droopy balls.
He said turtleneck.
It's gonna be hot as hell, and you in a turtleneck.
Alright, I look good though, baby.
Alright, that's what's up. Alright, next question. Go ahead, go next question.
Okay, if your punishment for killing an animal was that you came back as an animal in your next lifetime, what animal would you be?
It's Dustin. I think I'd be like either an eagle or a lion.
Hold on, you killed a lion? For real? Did you just say you killed a lion? Did you hear my question? I said,
animal, you killed an animal or a lion?
Okay, no, the question was, if your punishment for killing an animal was that you came back
as the last animal that you killed,
uh-huh,
what would you have came back as?
Oh, I thought y'all were like talking about some reincarnation. what animal would I come back? I don't know, man. I don't be killing
the last thing you killed. What? I might have stepped on an ant today.
I kill a mosquito every time.
I'll kill a mosquito just for buzzing too close to me.
Introducing Geeky with Love is Pretty.
Said that you would love me, and I get this goosebumps. Say, hey, you align my world up. No, this life is my dog. My life has been so wrong, but then you come and turn my life round. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl, and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave. You make me breathe. Na 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 na. Baby, na na na, love me, just love me. I'll love you, my dada. Na 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 na, baby, na na na, love me, just love me. I'll love you, my dada. Love is pretty, can't you see? Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Love is pretty, can't you see? Baby, baby, although you ruin my daydream, I can't resist, I can't persist. Oh, don't know, yeah, I grow big. You unlock my world, I know this love is my dog. My cool man, yeah, me, yeah, I will take care of it, I beg ya. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave, you make me breathe. Na 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 na, baby, na na na, love me, just love me, I'll love you, my dada. Na 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 na.
Alright, I got next question. I got another dumbass question. Alright, hold on, hold on. Would you rather always getting stuck in traffic or always having a slow internet connection?
Oh, traffic.
I can get around traffic. I'll go crazy if I have bad internet connection, bro.
Yeah, I can maneuver through traffic.
Yeah.
Hey, get this, bro. If you're stuck in traffic and you got good internet, you could be on YouTube while you're in traffic.
Yeah, right.
True.
Good internet, YouTube, the radio.
The only thing I gotta say about that is that I'm pretty sure that after like 2 weeks of bad traffic, you gonna shoot somebody because road rage is gonna happen.
Traffic everywhere, California, Atlanta, so I mean you can just maneuver on that.
But I can feel you on this. I'd rather not have the slow internet connection. I gotta get some time.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Next one.
Okay, my next question is, would you rather have your dream job or one that pays 3 times more?
Would you rather have a dream job, or would you rather have a sucky job, but it pays 3 times as much as your dream job?
Dream job.
Word. That's what, you see, that's how you know they're artists, because that's exactly what an artist would say. They'd rather have a dream job than work a piece.
Dream job all day. I know a lot of people who are very, you know, successful now, but they, you know, they still want to hang around us, you know, be around the stage and just like that. So it's like,
yeah,
dream job out there, man.
Yeah,
you do what you love, man. It's like you're not working at all.
Yes, yeah. That's right. It's sucky to have. Yeah, you may have money, but you bound to kill yourself one day if you hate your job.
Right.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I've got a lot of stories of that, particularly around, like, I think in China, because they be working so hard over there, like with no hours and stuff.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of a lot of people over there be committing suicide just because they're just working so hard over there.
But Japan, it's actually Japan that does that. Japan, they like.
Is it Japan? Yeah, yeah, I know Japan. It's somewhere over there. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They 100,000 people disappear from that island every year off of just pure suicide. They don't know what happened to them. They just like, I can't take it no more, and I'm out.
Overworking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work, and don't even have time to spend that money.
Yeah, they're just sleeping in little. They sleeping in little George Jetson cubbies.
Exactly.
All right, I got
happy.
I got another dumb question for you. All right, would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Damn. Where y'all get these questions, bro?
It's called a BS. That's the name of this segment.
Long fingers, bro. Long fingers all day.
Yeah, long fingers.
Long fingers, you can pull them off.
Yeah, right?
Long fingers. Legs.
And at least you can play basketball with long fingers, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're going to do with little short legs. You'll be in the Hobbit world. You can be a Hobbit, sir. Would you like to be a Hobbit? All right. I got one more. All right. Would you rather eat a stick of butter or snort a tablespoon of salt?
Butter. I couldn't even eat a whole. Nah, I couldn't even do that.
Right.
Definitely the butter.
I'm good to go. Let's do it.
Hold on. You say you eat the butter?
Introducing Eddie and the Arsene
Butter.
Where did the time?
Oh, I can feel my heart stopping right now. But sniffing salt is like sniffing rubbing alcohol. Oh,
boy.
I think I would have picked the butter too. All right, we're going to end this short segment. That is the end of the BS. And we're going to come back the next week with some trivia questions talking about the Jacksons. Since the name of y'all new EP is called The Jacksons. All right, so after these, let's
see. Right,
where does the time go? Why push?
Introducing Hannah Ray Lee with Power of Love.
Face, get the wind on my back, it makes me feel so beautiful. When the sun starts to set and the moon starts to shine, well, every star seems to fade in time. There's a reason for love and a reason for death. There's a reason for yours and mine. If we can learn to combine all the forces we find, then there is power within the flying hand. Tears, I put a toast in the air for my peers. Cause I can bless you with harmony in my heart. There just gotta be ways to break through monotony, my dear. Round in circles of sanity, and I'm sorry I planned to be at the top of my game through my years. I'ma dance to the power, power, power. I'ma move to the power, whoa, whoa. I'ma dance to the power.
Who got the deep voice? Who the voice of that dude, like, baby? Come on, come on, do it again. One more time. Let me hear your names one by one, all right?
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy, Justin Michael, out here. Yo, what up? This is Kelly. What's happening, y'all? This is Patrick. Yo, what up? This is Cornell. Yo, and this is the youngest, Brian, in that exact order.
And this is B5, the brothers, B5. The fine brothers. I bet y'all rolled on everybody when y'all was kids. Anytime somebody said something to one of y'all, all of y'all jumped in.
Oh yeah, like,
gang, 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 gang,
gang, gang,
it's gang, gang over here.
All right, so this segment is a trivia question segment, and since you guys named your new EP, it's called The New Jacksons. We're gonna ask you some questions, some trivia questions about the Jackson Fives and Michael Jackson. All right.
Yeah, we ready.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
First one shouldn't be too hard, but some people don't know unless you've seen the movie. Where was the Jackson 5 born?
Gary, Indiana.
Woo! Correct!
I did my homework.
That's money in the bank. Show you what you think.
All right, here's mine. Who's the oldest brother from the Jackson 5?
Jackson.
Jermaine?
One last time, it's Jackie!
Jackie!
Jackie! Jackie!
I was
gonna go
with Carnell
Fancy.
He said Jackie.
All right, I was like, one of y'all better get it right. Y'all getting incorrect for that one. I'm gonna go to the next. All right, next question.
Introducing Love. Shock the World with Crash.
When you try to achieve your goals, work as hard as possible. Remember not to work too hard, because you might just crash. All right?
Ew. It's like taking another look in the mirror. I'm always gonna be myself. But sometimes when I look in the mirror, vampire nigga couldn't see myself. And I ain't even trying to come off cocky, but confidence level was over and now. Your haters can throw all the bricks that you want, but I'm just gonna take them and build me a house.
Sometimes I feel I'm driving right down a one-way street. Sometimes I feel there's no problems, and sometimes that problem is me. Catch me now, I can hear the ground is calling, calling for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling, but sometimes that falling feels free. I wanna laugh, but I wanna cry, sigh, sigh. I feel like I'm going, I'm gonna cry. Sometimes I feel I'm hanging on by a thread, but I ain't letting go.
If your dreams feel broken, don't let it die. Don't let them double cross you, let it die. If your life is a shambles, life is a gamble. The dreams on the table and let it ride. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from jamming, they call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. Remember, man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes. Owes, 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 owes.
Sometimes I feel I'm hanging on by a thread, but I ain't letting go. Sometimes I feel like I'm floating through space and I'm racing to facing my death, my death. But there be no one to blame, and I damn sure ain't blaming myself.
I'ma always do my best when I'm at my worst. You ain't never seen the best, so you see me first. Couldn't stop me with a hex or a voodoo curse. With a quick draw, yeah, I'ma pull it first. I gotta go weather the storm. I take out my fears, man, and turn into goals. I told you I was scared to go flying. You check the next day, man, I bet I'd have flown. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from jail, man, they call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. Remember, man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes.
I don't think that's the name of the song. I think it's Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Isn't that the name of the song?
Now we gonna have to make a Christmas song.
Yeah, you better make a Christmas song. Make a Christmas album. There's money in that, B. Straight
okay,
up.
My question is, where did the Jackson 5 live when they moved to California?
Think about that one.
Hold on,
give a second.
He's like, I'm about to Google this. Y'all should have been had Google ready. It's five of y'all.
I'm trying to think back to the movie. Hold on.
Hard,
okay, I can give you some hints. Is it Hollywood, which is Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Encino, California?
I would say California. It's five of y'all. Get five chances, man. It's like, this is unfair. Y'all got five chances.
said, damn it, I can't skim through this fast enough.
I gotta go. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to do a whole bunch of editing. Alright. Alright, I'll give you another one. What was the name of the song that Michael Jackson sung as a child, which was a tribute to his pet mouse?
Dear Ben.
Dear Ben, correct. Dear Ben. See, they saw the Moonwalker movie. They saw Moonwalker.
Oh, yeah. We were watching that.
Yeah, word. I love that shit. That's my joint. I'm a big...
My question is...
All
right.
My next question is, which brothers played instruments?
Jermaine,
Tito. Yep. That's right.
Correct. Yep, Jermaine and Tito. Tito!
We
don't find Yo, I had
long Introducing so
I got a question. Which one of y'all the mic? Which one is the Michael of the group, and which one of y'all is the Tito of the group? They all Michael were. They about to start fighting.
That is cool though. That you guys all sing.
Right, you know what? You guys did great. Actually, I'm not gonna go no more further than trivia because you stretched those out too much. Alright, but you guys did pretty good. I think you only got like two wrong out of the seven. So let's give them a round of applause. So we're going to go to the next question. We're going to do the plug-in question. Will you guys tell us what you guys are doing with the album, your tour, shows you got coming up, whatever. We like to call plug it in. But why we do that in a second after these messages.
I'll be right back on
the... You're listening to
right now. First of all, I asked y'all what the B stands for. Tell the audience what the B stands for in B5.
I mean, it can mean brothers, breeding.
That's the last. That's
officially stand for our last name. Yeah. Officially, yeah, last name. Brothers, breeding, you know, boys. So, I mean.
Bird, that's what's up. So, what do you guys got coming on right now? I know, how long is the, did the album already drop, or is it, y'all about to drop it soon?
No, the album, the EP dropped on July 2nd.
All right.
Okay. So you guys got a tour date set and stuff? Tour dates and routes set up?
We don't have tour dates set up right now. Like, we're working on everything. But we do have a show that's coming up here in Atlanta.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we got a show. Yeah, that's on July 17th at the Mabel House Amphitheater. So.
Oh, that's nice. I see.
Tickets will go on sale actually on the 8th, Friday the 8th.
All right, and you want to tell the audience where they can pick that up at?
Yeah, y'all can go get the tickets through Ticketmaster, and it'll be on the link on the B5 Online website, as well as our at B5 Online IG.
Mabel House Barnes Theater, that's 5239 Floydwood, Floyd Road, Southwest Mapleton, Georgia, 30126. Yeah. All right. Why don't you give them your plug?
Yes, sir.
If you guys want to check them out online, their IGs, B5 Online, Facebook, official B5 Online, Twitter at B5 Online, YouTube B5 Online. And y'all got to listen to their song Wave.
Introducing feature artist.
We'll be plugging Wave in today, later Wave. On in the show to let everybody catch the flavors.
Yeah, Charlie looks good when you come to the crib, make a ride, all right? Ooh, yeah. Body so thin, make a hit like me, you want to call any day? Ooh, yeah. Drip on your wrist, make a man talk, yeah, she gon' hate anyway. Ooh, yeah. She gon' run away. Yeah. She just want to twerk and call me daddy. She say that she want me, come and taste her cotton candy.
I'm sorry.
Introducing Joshua Montana Zyphon with Hot Rod.
My eyes catch yours, windows down, hair blowing in the wind, now we got some. Rear view looking clear, nothing but trees getting left in the background. Look, baby, just seen a deer on the right side underneath those pines. Now we're laughing in sync while we speed it up, while we turn it up. Cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. All I wanna do is be with you. Filled up tank with a grip on the wheel. Girl, with you it's just a seal on the deal. Cracking jokes while you try to get closer, yeah. Kissing on my neck, whispering in my ear. Maybe telling me what you think I wanna hear. Night's getting closer, so let's heat it up. Cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. All I wanna do is be with you.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. Melting Minds.
I heard the song, man. It's pretty good, man. You guys got some vocals on you, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. That one was, you know, we had hands on with this record, with this EP, you know, with Do That and Wave. You know, we wrote this one. When you see the video, you know, we choreographed it, man. So B5 is really hands on with this project. This is our baby right here. We're getting to express ourselves and show the world who B5 really is right now. This is a whole new energy right now that we coming with y'all with. Oh, yeah. Y'all with some new B5 shit.
Word.
That's what's up. Y'all couldn't even break up if y'all wanted to, huh? Because none of y'all going anywhere.
Hey, yo, can you do something real quick for me? Wait, can y'all do something real quick for me? What? Go ahead.
Say what you want. We're all spread out right now.
I'm about to ask y'all to do some boys to men, like when they say, yo, Rick, check this out. See if this one moves you.
Right now, we spread out right now, bro. But, man, please come to the show. You're going to hear all that boys to men harmony. It's going to be high energy. It's going to be some y'all ain't seen in a long time.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all dance.
Yeah, man, bro, we do everything.
Word. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna check out some of y'all footage, guys, too.
We're not calling ourselves the new Jackets for no reason. You know what I mean? The new Jackets here is B5. And we taking over.
That's
okay. Okay.
You got a problem with it, come see me.
Okay.
Yeah, you said you guys originally from St. Pete? Is that what you said? Y'all from out here, right?
Yeah. I was born in St. Petersburg, Florida, so I got a lot of love for Florida, man. St. Petersburg, stand up. Tampa Bay, stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's up. Yeah, actually, the first show, the first station that plays this show is actually the St. Pete Online, which is a part of 96.7 FM, Music of Tampa Bay, whatever. Like I said, it's a bunch of stations.
Yeah, man, anything y'all need from us, man, you know, we have our hands all extended, man. It ain't nothing.
All right.
Okay, cool.
All right, man. You want to hit them with your, well, I actually already did that for you, so y'all don't got to do it. I'll do it for y'all one more time. Don't forget, y'all can check them out online, IG at B5 Online, Facebook at Official B5 Online, Twitter at B5 Online, YouTube B5 Online, and listen to that song called Wave, all right, on the new Jackson EP, right? I got that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
New Jackson EP dropping July 2nd. Special show in Atlanta, July 13th.
Yes, sir.
Word.
They sang and they danced. Y'all definitely got to check them out.
And they danced. They hot. Fire.
Thank y'all so much, man. We love you guys. We can't wait to come out this morning, man.
All right. All right. So that was the plug it in session. And of course, now we're going to go to the last part of the section, because one of y'all picked the flat earth conspiracy. We love to talk about conspiracy theories, aliens, or supernatural, anything, you know what I'm saying, world problems. Y'all chose the flat earth thing after these messages.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Alice in Chains with Gravity.
turn and hear your voice. It was ringing clear. Your gravity pulls me in, closer, closer to you. Our planets, our planets collide. There won't be no survivors here. Our planets, our planets collide. There won't be no survivors here. It's all holding me down. It's all hurting me now. Won't you let me go?
What up, everybody? It's your boy Shock.
It's Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And you're back on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And we got B5 in the house. Say what's up.
What's happening?
So also, let me mention that this hour is also sponsored by GoPuff.com. Y'all guys can go check them out if you're in Florida, the Tampa area. If you puff and you need all your latest munchies and everything delivered to your house like Uber Eats, then you hit up GoPuff.com. All right, so now back to the back
you
to the
lazy
topic.
As hell. You don't want to get out the house to buy anything.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about the flat earth conspiracy. All right, which I think is total BS. It should have been a part of the BS thing. But, all right. Somebody said, now, why do you, he said he flew around. Tell the people why you think that the Earth might be flat. What is your reason on why you think the Earth might be flat?
I'll just say this, man. I've been traveling around for a long time. You know, we've been to Monaco, Amsterdam, you know, to Jamaica.
China.
You know, yeah, everywhere. So, you know, just flying around, I can see why people would think that it would be flat. You know, I'm not, like, super deep into it, but, like, my homie, I listened to Eddie Bravo talk about it, and he, like, he throws the facts out there, man. So, like he says, you gotta look into it.
So you say, you're not part of the 2%ers? You just.
I'm still looking into it.
So Eddie like might that, be suspect then.
So here's the thing about the flat Earth.
I'm just on the side.
All right. Well, let me dismiss the flat Earth thing. Let me tell you the real reason why they're saying the Earth is flat. The flat Earth thing is only for Bible thumpers. All right. The only reason why anybody brung up the flat Earth thing is because they think that NASA is hiding God. Does that sound logical to you? That the Earth is flat and NASA is trying to tell you it's round because they're trying to hide God from you. Do you believe that?
I think that kind of goes like a little too deep for me.
That's the only reason why they're saying it's flat. There is no other reason to say it's flat. There's no alien conspiracy.
I feel like the whole hiding God thing is a little too much, but like I definitely do believe that NASA, like,
that's a theory.
If you do research and look at all the photos they put out of Earth, you can kind of see like.
Dude, I have literally seen a guy with a red. Dude, I've seen a guy with a Red Bull with a red. Hold on. I've seen a guy with a Red Bull astronaut suit fixing a satellite on camera, and you can see the Earth is completely round from behind him, yo.
With a fisheye lens. Hey, bro.
All right, listen. Here's another reason why. The moon is round, the sun is round, but the Earth is flat.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Does that?
Hey man.
Uh-huh.
A question. You know that you know NASA fakes six moon missions, right?
No, I do not. I don't know that.
No.
In fact, that's a conspiracy theory in itself. Have you ever looked through a telescope before? Have you looked through a telescope?
Yeah.
So you looked at the moon with a telescope? Was it circle or was it flat?
Yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie. That shit looks creepy, bro.
It's a circle, all right? It's a round 3D object, right? Right?
I mean, anything looks like a circle. I can't tell looking at it from one point.
Literally, you saying that you believe the Earth is flat is like saying you don't believe that your cell phone works right now. Because there's a satellite circling around the Earth holding the signal right now. Literally, yo.
I don't know, man. There's so many different like theories that people are throwing out there. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of like still doing research on it myself. So this is Dustin, and this is personal. Like, I'm doing research. I'm checking it out. I'm seeing, you know, I'm a person that I gotta do research very fully before I make a decision.
I would say that we're just really open to, you know, information. You know, we like to, like, you know, study on different things, but we can't really say, okay, this is it, this is that, because we don't have any validated evidence of that, you know.
And I would say we're not getting $16 billion a year to prove the evidence. So
all I know is that there is no way that NASA from America, which is only American company, can get every single country in the whole world to agree on something when China and America can't agree on regular things. Why would they all agree that the world is round?
I mean, if you can convince other people to get $16 billion just to make pictures and stuff, when you be like, hey, go ahead and do it too. Get in on this scam.
What's the scam, though? That's the whole point.
I might want to be the 2%ers.
Show me a real photo of Earth, and then we can talk about it.
I've literally met a guy who went into space on that Virgin Records flight thing where you get into anti-gravity, and he literally has pictures of Earth. See, because you're not rich enough to fly on, huh? He owns the Cirque du Soleil. This guy owns the Cirque du Soleil out in Vegas. He's the guy who owns Cirque du Soleil. He actually had to pay $2 million for the flight. Now you can go up there for like $250,000. You know what I'm saying? But he had to pay $2 million when he went.
I need to see that.
Well, when you get $250,000 a burn, go to the Virgin Records guy and go get a flight on his airplane for $250,000. Go take a flight. Then you could take a picture out the window and you can see the curvature of the Earth.
I'm saying nobody's doing that, but you can go on YouTube right now and look at a dude who put up a weather balloon who goes up 100-some thousand feet and he can show you as flat as a pancake.
That's because he can't see. He's not high enough, bro. Bro, you can't even see straight down to the end of the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even see straight down the end of the street to know the land is flat. You see like a little hill and you think it's a hill there. But the land is still flat.
That's the perspective of your eye, bro. That's the perspective of your eye. Didn't even let me.
Go ahead, say your piece. Go ahead, say your piece.
Okay.
Say your piece.
I was just gonna kind of open it up and say, like, I approach every subject very level-headed, and I think that's what makes you know, if you look at ancient tech, and that's not only on the subject of flat Earth, but that's on Bigfoot, you know, extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things we can look back in history to and see what they were thinking in that time. So that's what actually kind of intrigued me about the subject. Mm-hmm. But as far as like being able to prove it, I don't think anybody's really able to prove it being flat, you know, because there's so much evidence stacked against it, you know, in 2019 with NASA and all these other things that are supporting the globe theory. But when you look at ancient texts, you know, I think it's intriguing. I think it's something to think about, and I think it's always interesting to kind of revisit history and kind of see what they were thinking of that time.
I believe in Bigfoots because I know boys down in Australia who see Yetis all the time. I believe in aliens because I've literally seen a UFO out here in Tampa. I seen three of them one night. One of them was falling from the sky one night. And I got video footage on it that I posted on Facebook. When it comes to the flat Earth theory versus the round Earth theory, their main thing is saying NASA's trying to trick people, but NASA wasn't even invented yet when they first started saying the Earth was round. You understand what I'm saying? There was no such thing as NASA space travel. This happened after the Christopher Columbus debacle thing. All right, so that's the only reason why I don't like their theory, because they're saying NASA is trying to convince you that
the Earth was round. They had pictures of where the Earth was, you know what I'm saying, kind of flattish.
And until
of course it's kind of flattish because we just
and when they had it flat. map. They didn't have America on the map.
And, guess, and check this out. The UN, map, the logo is a flat Earth map. So research.
I mean, it's on a flat piece of paper. But you also got to remember that the Earth.
No, it's not on a flat piece of paper. The map that they actually that they took from is from a flat Earth model, bro.
No, you're looking at a map from that's not in a 3D dimension. You're looking at a flat circle. Now you're looking at a circle piece of paper map. That's what you're looking at. It's a circle. It's still a circle, bro. It's still a circle, bro. It's not a flat. It's not a square piece of paper. It's supposed to be an image of a circle.
Water is always level.
What?
Water always finds its level.
Water always finds its level?
I don't know. Like I said, just check out the other people, the regular people who flew on the Virgin Records thing, the Virgin Airline thing. Go check out their stuff. Look at the pictures they took out the window. And then you could say, okay, maybe these stupid Bible thumper dudes just wanted to fuck with us for a little while, and they just wanted to play around with us and see how many people they can get to argue back and forth about
a
topic that doesn't even mean anything.
To a dead-end street. Actually, it really does nothing for nobody.
But it's funny, though. Alright, so we're gonna
talk. It's a great topic.
I know, right? It's just like a conversation starter, just a way to go back. And this is the end of the show, Melting Minds! I'm Shock.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
Peace out.
Peace.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.